Welcome to Hello Dysfunction, episode 366. I'm Potafria.
Hi, I'm Lev.
Here we are.
Yes.
Welcome.
Welcome.
How's your week been?
My week has been great.
Yeah?
Yep.
Good. I think mine's been pretty good. Eventful.
Yeah.
I've had a few appointments and things, yeah.
Getting shit done.
Getting things done, being productive.
I feel like that's what I've been doing, knocking stuff off the list.
For sure. That makes me happy. Santana has bangs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've mentioned that since the last time we were here. She has bangs. I love a heavy bang. She was so excited to do it. Thrilled, in fact. I shared some photos on Patreon. The thing is, she has curly hair. So I knew it was going to be like a whole thing. Like I have to flat iron them every morning and it's not just like a get up and go style.
Right.
It's really cute when she goes to school, but by the time I pick her up, they're like curly and sticking up in the air, like really fluffy. So I did her hair last night and it's actually styled with them back again to normal how it was. And I told her we could just bring them out like every now and then. She don't have to wear them like that every day because I think she was getting tired of the flat ironing every morning process.
I was going to ask how long you'd keep it up for, but I see you've already curbed it a little bit.
Yeah, she went like 4 days, 4 or 5 days with the bangs, and then we went ahead and styled them back for today.
You got some good pictures, though.
Yeah. Yeah, she looks like me when I was little. It's funny to look at. Some kids at her school are starting to piss me off. She came home this week one day and we were in the car and her friend proceeded to tell me that another little girl that was in their class last year that they still play with at recess and stuff called another child a big back. And like Santana don't know what the hell that means. Neither does the other little girl. But of course I do. I get hella mad. And they tell me who she said it to, and it is like a chubby little girl. And so I'm like, uh-uh. So, you know, I had plans to talk to the teacher. They said that the teacher, I don't know if she overheard it or what, but she like addressed it at the time and told the child that said it that that was wrong and you don't say that to kids and whatever. Then the day after, Santana comes home and is telling me that another child, a different, totally different child, told her that she needs to lose weight.
But that's ridiculous.
Ridiculous. And I was like, no, absolutely not. But like, what are these kids, like, what are y'all saying around these kids, the parents? You know what I mean? Like, obviously they're overhearing shit. These are little ass kids, like these 6 years old. So
telling people to lose weight.
Some are five. Yeah. Like what big back and lose weight? Like we're not starting that shit. So, I told her to show me what child it was just so I could put the teacher on notice. Like, you know, cause I don't want that. And I also don't want no kids talking to her like that. So, that's fun. Today was a lot. Today was her first dentist appointment.
Mm.
So we were excited. Her daddy, Robin, sent her a t-shirt with like a tooth on it. It was like a tooth with a magic wand. It was really cute for her first visit. It started out good. We get there. She was so nervous. She was so nervous just driving over there, anticipating it the day before. It was a whole thing. So I'm like coaching her through it. Bunny came with us. We're trying to like get her relaxed and calm, telling her how great it's going to be. Nothing's going to be painful, all of the things. And, you know, she's really scared. And so we get in, you know, I take a few photos, we get in there, she gets in the chair, I take some photos then. They put these kids' sunglasses on her. They're mm-hmm. like, you know, you could wear these if you want. She was all about that. And it was going okay. And then she did her x-rays. Her x-rays went fine. So I'm like, okay, this is probably going to be good. No. It was not.
It went bad.
It was not. It went bad really quick. The tech that like got her started, like did some scraping, you know, on her teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And she was okay. She sat through that. She did not want, like when the water started spraying, she really didn't fuck with that.
Yeah.
She started getting upset and wanted to get up off the chair and shit. And I'm like, no, you have to stay here. Like, she's almost done. She's just going to like paint your teeth with some stuff. We're waiting on the dentist to come. The dentist comes over, goes over the x-rays with me and stuff. And she has cavities.
Mm.
And I was hoping she didn't, because she doesn't really eat a lot of sweets. But, you know, she's not the best at brushing her teeth. So I usually do it. I start it for her and get, you know, get most of it done. And then I let her finish.
Right.
But yeah, she has some cavities, but they're on baby teeth. So like, I'm not filling baby teeth that are on their way out. Like some are like already wonky, like they're all loose, like, you know, they're coming out. So
what did the dentist say about that?
The dentist agreed. And she did say that they can put this treatment, which I think is like some type of liquid treatment, on the ones that are in between some of her side teeth.
Mm.
But what it does is it causes discoloration where they apply it. But she's like, it won't show because it's on the side teeth. So I'm like, okay. So I made an appointment, but she's like, you know, take this paperwork home, research it, whatever.
Right.
So it's like, it's not actually doing a filling, but it's like going to stop it from getting any worse.
Right.
So I guess we'll do that. We talked about that. However, when it got to the time to put, like, I think it's fluoride on her teeth or something, paint mm-hmm. something else on before we left. The thing that you're supposed to leave like uninterrupted for like 30 minutes or whatever. She right. started fully freaking the fuck out. Like, getting herself all upset, crying,
feeling like claustrophobic,
screaming a little bit. Yeah. I don't know. She's just making herself panic. Like, yeah. And I'm holding her hand, and Bunny's just like in the corner rolling her eyes. I'm like, girl, why did you even come? Because you're not even being supportive right now. Get over here. But we had her stuffed animal. We're trying to like, I'm holding her hand. You know, I'm like, you're fine. She's going to apply this stuff. I think she didn't know what it was, or maybe she tasted it.
Yeah.
The thing about Santana is she has ARFID, which is it's an eating disorder. It is avoidant, restrictive intake, what is it, food intake disorder or mm-hmm. something. So you know, that sense, you know, she's very sensitive to different sensations, tastes, smells, textures, all that. So that might have been what really set her off, that having a little bit of a taste. I don't know.
I feel like also sitting in that chair after a while, it does feel like
claustrophobic.
Yeah, like up and the lights, and
she just got herself in a panic, and I was just like, oh my fucking god. And I'm trying to talk to her about, you get to pick a prize when we're done. None of the shit was working. So they hurried up, you know, and I scheduled an appointment for like January. They're booked out until January. Yeah. So I'm like, what the hell. And they're gonna call me if they get something sooner, but again, these are baby teeth, so
yeah,
it's not urgent. I don't know. She's not having any pain or anything like that.
What age do baby teeth come out? Do we figure this out?
Hers started coming out, I believe, this year. So like four or five, they start. And then I think they're done by about 8 or 9.
Mm. Okay.
So, yeah, they're like, I feel like new ones are wiggly every couple weeks. She's lost three now, two or three. But one is about to come out now. So, yeah, that's fun. The appointment was just stressful. She did end up getting some prizes, and I took her to get a toy. And then she was fine by the time she got home. But getting her to go in for that next appointment might be an issue. So, yeah, that was a little stressful. I had a doctor's appointment.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did. I went over the results of my biopsy. Everything was completely normal. Talked to my doctor about a medication adjustment. And they're starting me on some hormones, some different hormone therapy. So, I'll keep you. I'll explain more after I start it and see how it goes. They warned me of some potential side effects that I was not mad at. They didn't sound horrible to me. So yeah, I'm excited for that. I got to go and do some blood work tomorrow just so they can, you know, check all my levels before I start the new hormones. And then we'll revisit in like 8 weeks and see. But, I am excited to try these out.
Let's see what they do.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the normal results were good news. That was, I already knew that, but you know, just to hear her say like everything is completely normal, no signs of anything scary. That was good. You know, I was thinking to myself, I think to myself every morning when this happens, I get really fucking excited. And I wondered if this happens to you or if you'd be thrilled when you wake up randomly, like in the morning or something, if you have to pee or whatever, I don't know, you just wake up randomly and you look and you still have like 5 hours left to sleep. Mm-hmm. Isn't that like the best thing, the best feeling in the world? Yep. Okay, that's been happening to me lately, and it's like, oh my god, I'm so happy I have like 5 more hours to go. Yeah. It's the worst when like
you have an hour or an hour and a half,
45 minutes.
Oh, that's the worst.
Sometimes last week it kept happening to me. I would wake up like 15-20 minutes before my alarm goes off. That was gonna send me through the roof because I was like, I needed those extra few minutes, and like my body was fucking me up.
You're on like auto start.
Yes, it was making me so mad. But I think the last few nights I've had like 3 hours left, 5 hours left. I'm like, oh, this is good. This is, and you just instantly fall back asleep, like all happy.
Nap. It's like
a second nighttime, a second bedtime. It's great, great. Love that. I learned something really disturbing, really disgusting. The last time I recorded, it was a Patreon. And I was complaining about, I had on a sweatsuit. I had on like a tracksuit. And underneath, I wore this white t-shirt. And I think when we started, I was complaining that it was wet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I only have one white t-shirt. So like I couldn't grab another one. So I just tried to dry it a little bit with like my flat iron and shit. And I just put it on. I was like, fuck it, it'll dry. It was a little damp from Mochi.
Okay? Oh, yeah, that's right.
So it was gross. I was like, this is gross. I smelled it. It didn't smell like anything, but I was like, I don't know if she drank water first or what. She got the side of my shirt all fucking wet. A listener, a dear listener in the chat, saw me talk about this and was like, Pat, that is called Sin Biscuits. Go look it up. You're gonna freak out. Okay. I'm always down for a good freak out.
Right.
So I immediately go look it up. I don't know because I stopped watching. I don't know. I think it was coming from her mouth because Bunny caught her with the t-shirt and she had it in her mouth. I'm watching these videos and I'm like, did she nut all over this shirt? It's a sexual driven thing that cats do called Sin Biscuits. And they're basically humping things or people or whatever, and sometimes they'll have some of the object in their mouth while they're grinding on something.
Wait, you've got your cat fixed, right?
I did, what, but they still be horny apparently.
And biscuiting
some. Yeah, so I'm like, oh my god. And I'm watching these videos and one had the blanket in their mouth and was like grinding on the blanket, and like it was so awkward and off-putting and disgusting that like I watched maybe 5 videos on TikTok and I was like, okay, enough. Like, I don't even want to know. If she fucking nutted on that shirt and I wore it, I'm going to kill myself after we're done. But I smelled it. I thought about smelling it. If she fucking nutted on that shirt and I put it to my face, like, oh my god, I hope it was like saliva, but Bunny caught her body on the shirt and it was in her mouth. I didn't even show Bunny the fucking videos because I'm so embarrassed that I wore the shirt, the cat nut shirt, the nut rag of Mochi. So very concerned about that. I'm going to burn it. Very concerned about that. And
it's time to get a second white tee.
Yeah. If you have one you can spare, yeah, let me know. I'm so fucking grossed out by that shit. If you guys know about Sin Biscuits, please fucking let me know what you think. And is that nut? Or is that like...
Is that someone just rage baiting?
Female ejaculate. No, there's so many videos. If you search it, so many... Like, it's fully a thing. I'm just like, you nasty bitch. And is that why you've been hella biting me and shit lately? Like, not acting right?
The cat's attracted to
me. I don't know. She's been biting me so much. I've been going live a lot. And people keep, like, grabbing screenshots of her in attack mode, biting my shoulder, biting my arm, attacking me. Are you trying to fuck me? Like, what is happening? She'll get a new family. I don't fucking know what's happening. She's been very aggressive with me, and the whole wet t-shirt, horrible wet t-shirt, the worst wet t-shirt contest you could ever think of. It has me very upset. Let me know if your cats fucking do this shit, or if you know anything about cats doing this. I'm not the cat expert.
How to prevent.
How to stop this shit. Oh my God. Yeah. I don't ever, if I see her even look like she's humping something, she's getting out. So there might be a cat available soon. In other news, I have some friends that are going through some things right now. Multiple friends going through shit at the same time. And it makes me feel so bad because I'm such a fixer and I'm very nurturing and maternal and I always want to take care of people. Don't look shocked. I always want to, you know, take care of people and fix things and be a protector, very protective of people that I care about, shit like that. And I have a few that are going through serious things all at the same time. Another one today I was talking to is super fucking upset and basically went through a situation where, like, they were really, really love bombed. Okay. Now, this person, I don't think they had the intention to do it this way. I would hope not. I don't know because I don't fucking know this person. But they basically love bombed the shit out of my friend, which normally I'm like, hey, I love it. You know, like I will fall for it every time because I think I'm great.
I'm not anti love bomb.
But I bring this up and I want to talk about this because I don't want anybody to be accepting of the love bombing, but to the point that they let their guard down and then vulnerability comes into play. Because this situation, it's been a few months and everything was wonderful. I was just like on the phone with her, I think yesterday, actually, talking about how wonderful this is. She was kind of bringing me up to speed because I haven't talked to her in a little bit and I didn't really know what was going on. And I was all happy for her. And then today it's like horrible. You know, the person basically switched up.
You get to know the real person.
It's all bad. It's over. It's completely over. And, you know, they're cut off forever type shit. Like, it's some unforgivable shit. And it's like they're done.
Was there any sense of this?
No sense of it coming. Did not see this coming. Completely blindsided. So understandably, she's hella fucking upset. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, I know you're hurt. Go ahead and allow yourself to cry. Feel all the feelings. Get them all out. Give yourself a day or two to process everything. And then you got to snap back. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to boss up. Like, that's what we do. Like, you know, you've been through worse. And this, I feel so bad because this isn't something I can fix. You know, all I could do is give you good advice, solid game, how to get over it. And...
What are the odds that she goes back or he?
I really fucking hope they don't.
But the odds are kind of up there. I mean, I feel like...
Are up there because they're still so... It's so new, so they're still so emotionally attached. And it just
changed once, so that's where guys will try to, like, get their shit...
person isn't trying to be with them. This person is who cut it off.
Got it.
Completely cut it off. That's so it's like... Weird. Yeah, so it's kind of like they don't even have the option to go back, and I don't see the guy trying to come back.
Yeah.
But, like, they were love bombing to the point that they were, like, paying their rent.
Oh.
They were, like, trying to buy them a car. They were, like, paying for hella shit involved with their kid. Like, it takes a lot to for me anyway, to bring a partner around my kids. I always say, like, my kids got dads, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm never out shopping for a stepfather for my kids.
Do you feel
so
like,
if you meet my kids, it's such a fucking honor and like testament to how much I fuck with you.
Like, so how long had this been going on?
A few months and so, just fully love bombed her.
Yeah. And you got to be careful though, like, even when you're being love bombed, like, you can't, I feel like bringing the kids around is a big mistake.
It felt safe. You know, it felt safe. And they didn't just meet. Let me say that. They didn't just meet. They've known each other for years and years and years. And so it felt like a safe situation.
Right.
I'm really not seeing anywhere where she slipped up or fucked up at all. Like, so that's really what makes it so unfortunate is that, like, I was fully supportive hearing about this.
Because it didn't feel like a love bomb. It just felt normal.
It just felt like, you know, you finally got somebody great and you deserve it. And I was very congratulating her, and you know, it just, it really fucking sucks. So I don't want anybody else to hurt like this. So like, and I've been through that too, where not someone like cut me off or ended things, but like maybe I got my hopes up and it was like not that. Or
I feel like in all relationships, like, there's a certain point where you see the real person. And that's real tricky to know when.
Yeah.
And guys will love bomb. I'm assuming it's a guy love bombing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, kind of hide who they are behind that. And then when they get like a certain
comfortability. So rare here for like dudes, especially younger dudes, to be like showering you with money and gifts and shit. That's really not a thing here. Like, so I feel like when guys do it here regionally.
Yeah, I got you.
We look at it like, wow, like we're really special to them. You know what I mean? Like, it's not the norm. It's really frowned upon, actually. So when a guy does it, you feel really special. So like, it wasn't her judgment. It was not in no way her judgment. And I want her to understand that. But I just want other people to know that if you allow somebody to love bomb you and shower you with shit, like from jump, and like, it feels really good and all that, it's great. But maybe don't ever let your guard down. Ever. That's my rule of thumb.
Right.
Just don't ever be too vulnerable, because that shit can end. You know, at any fucking time, well, you got to know that anything can end.
And I think you also got to kind of have a dialogue going on with your real self. Like, okay, this is great, but let me just, you know, like, like 3 months isn't long. And
yeah,
it feels like it though when you're in it. Maybe.
Also, they have a past, so I think there was a level of trust kind of already established. Like, all of these layers that really put him in a position to have his way and like kind of, you know, be trusted when he shouldn't have been trusted, I guess. Like, fuck. It's just, it's horrible news, but let this be a lesson. Like, just keep your guard up at all times to some extent. Maybe not fully. I'm not saying never let people in, but like, maybe never fully.
I think people get too, like, even guys will get too excited and too
for
into
new
someone.
Things, yeah. Honeymoon period.
Yeah,
that
and
type
then
of shit.
All of a sudden just be on bullshit.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, it really sucks. But I did tell her, maybe you dodged a bullet. Like, maybe it's better that this is happening now than if you're years in.
Oh, my God. I feel like it's the best time for it to happen. Just instantly cut. Now you know. Like,
now you know that this is not.
It wasn't like a light, like a little this, little that. Like, when you get a nice cutoff.
Yeah. I feel like they showed you who they are. So believe them. Believe them and don't ever let them have another chance. Like, that's it. Now that's it.
If they showed you like that and it's like, that's
hurtful,
crazy.
Don't care about her feelings.
Not at all.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like, it's all a slap.
If you can just cut someone, like,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
If they could slap you in the face to that level, like, they don't deserve another chance. So yeah, just don't trust them. Don't ever fully trust anybody, I guess. That's how I live my life. And I keep myself pretty safe. I don't feel like there's been a time where I've been like, I wish I trusted them more. Never. I've never been in a situation where I've regretted kind of having my guard up.
Well, you have some trust issues, don't you?
I definitely do, but they've protected me. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not to me, I haven't ever had an experience where it's been a bad thing that I'm so guarded. It hasn't stopped me from having good relationships. It hasn't stopped me. If anything, it's protected me, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I mean, but I think we naturally let our guards down.
A little. Yeah. Some for the right people, just never fully is what I'm saying. Yep. It's just not safe. What else is not safe? AI CSAM, so child sexual abuse material, is now legal in the United States as long as you keep it within your household and you do not distribute it. We live in fucking hell.
World's over.
We live in hell. I'm waiting for the day that we start burning shit down. It's time. It's been time, but now more so than ever. There's so many problems with this. But also, in order to train the AI, you have to feed the AI. And what the fuck do you think they're feeding the AI to create this AI CSAM?
I mean, it's...
think about it. Horrible. You're there. So now it's like you can't. That's why I haven't posted. I took a whole bunch of photos of P's bangs, and I'm like, I'm not doing that now. Now I have to limit how much I share photos of children because people are using photos of real children to create the AI shit.
And the problem is they've already got enough. Like at this point, like they've got enough photos. They'll keep taking them, but. Like it's just we're in hell. Like there's no reversing this.
Yeah.
It's a crazy law. Like how is that okay?
How do you even argue that it's okay? Like what's the conversation? What where's the logic? Like I want to know I want to understand the thought process behind it. Why would that be a benefit?
I'm not sure. I don't even know the rules on like cartoon and drawing. I know like in this there's some stuff we can't see that's like cartoon stuff.
Well, it was illegal.
But
there were cases like that I even spoke about maybe 2 years ago, a year ago. Mm-hmm. It was fully illegal. And now it's legal as long as you don't distribute it. Are you kidding me?
So you can create it yourself. So you should become a creator.
You can create it and have it in the privacy of your own fucking possession in your own home.
But
and it's totally legal to possess now.
That's just ridiculous because you're making it on the same AI that everyone has.
Yeah.
So it's,
I don't know how this passed. I don't know, but I know France and I know fucking, Chile and I know Mexico and I know other countries would be burning shit the fuck down. I mean, so I don't know what bullshit we're on, but, I'm ready. We need to figure something the fuck out.
That can't stay that way. That's crazy.
I'm sure it can. A lot of our government is involved in a lot of that sick shit. I believe that's how it passed. It's scary.
I mean, and it had to have gotten voted on. Like,
right.
You got to hold whoever like accountable.
Yeah. So yeah, that's terrible. Something else that I don't like, Lexus. I've spoke about this before, right? I think I just talked about it with Toyota about the cameras that are watching you inside the new cars.
Right.
All of the new cars are having them now, and it's supposed to be to prevent drunk driving and impaired drivers. It's a safety feature, they're calling it. Lexus, there was a new Lexus, and they had the eye monitoring cameras, and the driver kept getting like a message on the dash that was like, open your eyes,
right.
Flashing on the dash repeatedly, and they would clear the message, and it would come up again. The driver was Asian.
Mm.
The eyes, they're using measurements to determine whether or not a driver is impaired and shit. And they're using the eye. They're considering the eye shape not fully open. It's racist.
And this is Lexus.
This is Lexus. You're not even an American car, right? Like what? Who fucked up?
Yeah, they need to adjust it.
Fix it.
My hands are being watched in my car.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We talked about that when I had your car and it was telling me put both hands on the wheel and I was like, go to hell.
Yep.
I drive like this, bitch. You're not going to tell me how to drive. Yep. All the new cars, they have it.
Yep. It's like for the auto steering because it's like.
But to be telling people, open your eyes, yep, bitch, they're fully open.
Crazy.
They're open. They're still open.
From Toyota. Like it's a Lexus.
From Lexus, yeah.
But Toyota owns Lexus, yeah.
Sister companies or same company or whatever. Yep. Yeah,
like,
let's fix that. Let's or get the fucking camera out. I don't want it. Opt out. Yeah. Can you opt out?
I mean, you could.
I don't want it.
Car probably wouldn't go.
Don't tell me. Put my fucking hands on the wheel, both of them. Don't be looking at my eyes.
Just cover the camera.
Like, you know how many things can cover sunglasses, eyelashes? I don't know.
That's
you,
crazy. That story.
Yeah,
crazy.
It's fucking stupid. But yeah, that's going on. Something else about a camera, Dyson.
Right.
Yep. Dyson and this fucking $500 toothbrush that they're trying to peddle to us.
Yes.
It has a camera.
Yep.
And it basically detects where to blast water to clean your shit out. I'm going to get it for peace.
For some people, they need that shit. Like, that wasn't good
enough. I don't want a camera in my mouth. Like, who is accessing that? I don't want all this surveillance. Like, everything don't need to be surveyed.
We need to see inside your mouth.
No, we need footage. No, you fucking, the fuck you don't. Like, how many cameras can they put? You know, like, this shit is getting out of hand. Do not buy the $500 Dyson toothbrush.
Right.
I just feel like somebody's going to get that footage and be using it for evil.
Yeah.
I don't trust humans and what they're going to do with it. So.
With camera footage, definitely.
Yeah, just too many cameras. Say no to the fucking cameras. I don't want them in my car. I don't want them in my mouth. Get them out.
Good luck with the cars thing.
Did you see, speaking of toothbrush, did you see Blueface make a little toothbrush confession the other day? I'm all immersed in their shit.
I don't follow Blueface or
oh my god, I'm all knee deep in their bullshit. Like, I'm all in it, way too invested.
I'm so
in
happy
their
my
shit.
Algorithm stays Blueface free.
I'll change that. I'll fix that for you. He's been like dating, right? That he had his baby with Nevaeh.
Surprise.
He's been dating now. Lots of other girls, whatever. He's a streamer. He's making hella money, getting a bag streaming. So, you know, he's trying to keep it interesting. And apparently there are no limits to what he will exploit or talk about.
Right.
He was in a hot tub or something the other night. I'm watching this clip. He's with two girls. He took them on a date earlier in the day. I think his baby mama was with them for most of the day. And then I didn't see her with, she's probably with the new baby at home. But at night, they were in the hot tub together. They're talking. He's mic'd up, streaming. And he starts talking about how he was a super hypersexual child. Okay, I'm tuned in. I was a hypersexual child. I was having full orgasms at like 5 years old.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, let's hear this. I've never heard a man say that. Like, I've heard other girls. I know other girls that were like me. So I'm like listening to him talk about ages and stuff. And he's talking about when he was like 8 years old, super freaked out, calling himself super freaked out, saying he was putting electric toothbrushes on his dick, you know,
right.
Just masturbating all different type of ways. And he kept getting caught. And then his family, like, made a joke of it, and they would kind of tease him about it,
right.
Which isn't good. I think a lot of this explains, like, why he's the way he is now. You know, everything comes from childhood somehow. But he's talking about being hypersexual and the toothbrush thing. And then they're kind of laughing or whatever. And he's like, no, really. Like, I was really freaked out. Like, I even put peanut butter on my dick and let my little dog lick it off before.
Well, that's gross. But I think a lot of kids are hypersexual, boys at a young age, and get confused.
Did you hear what I just said?
Yes. That's disgusting. But you're a kid and you don't know anything.
So they're like, what? And they're shocked. And he's like, yeah, I did. And they're like, you're lying. That's not a real story. And he's like, no, I did. I did.
Oh, yeah.
Fully confesses. He's like, I mean, he tries to backpedal a little bit. He's like, I mean, I didn't let it fully suck my dick, but like I let it lick like a few licks.
That's
and that
enough.
Shit felt good. Like, I let it lick me for a few times. And they're like, okay. You could tell they just wanted to like evaporate into the bushes. Like, it was so crazy. So then his mom pops up, and his mom is like, I think the dog's name is Charlie. And so she starts posting on her story like, Charlie, I'm so sorry, Charlie. I didn't know. And it's like, fuck, like, I'm so sorry, Charlie. I didn't know what was happening. I'm so sorry that happened to you, Charlie. So, yeah, like,
I don't know if this is a problem with streaming or people or
all of the above.
Right. Like
all
cameras,
of the above.
Cameras. Like, it's
we
all
got I just miss when we didn't know so much about
right.
each other. We I don't mean, need to know everything.
That's a thing you could definitely save. But, you know, I mean,
you're dating these girls. He just don't, he's letting it all fly. Like, yeah, he licked me a few times. Like, I didn't, he didn't suck it. Oh my God. So I'm just like, what the fuck? I mean, am I still going to tune in? Yes.
Yeah.
Do I want to see the whole clip? Yes.
Is it working? Is the streaming working?
Yes. He's making a bag. Yes. Yeah, he's making a fucking bag.
I mean, this is what people do. This is like Keefy D telling on himself.
Yeah.
Like, it's,
if but you they could... got me tuned. I mean, people have been laughing because they're like, people from all walks of life are tuned into his shit. Doctors, lawyers, squares, corporate people. They're like people I wouldn't even believe. This girl was like my therapist, like very square, older folks. Like they are tuned the fuck in. Like he's really got eyes on him, on his whole circus.
Yep. It's like bad TV. It's like,
can't look away.
No. Cannot it's the new reality.
I'm not going to start telling y'all my secrets like that, so don't get excited. Nope. I might tell you some, but I ain't going to tell you all of them.
If you had to stream on all day long, you run out of shit to say, right?
And you just start getting fucking just not paying attention. I don't know. Is he accidentally letting like some of this out? Forget
the camera's on?
Yeah, I don't know.
How long does he stream for?
He does 24-hour streams sometimes. Oh, well, he does sleeping streams. Like,
oh,
he be on every fucking day. Yeah. He's doing a lot.
He's getting a check.
Do we want to talk about this fucking 49er scammer?
I mean, we can.
Do we want to talk about Dejan Love?
A great man.
Dejan Love.
I don't know how I feel. I kind of want to be like, bitches fell for it. Like, multiple.
That's what has me so mad. Because I'm like, watching his videos that he sent to multiple right. bitches, it's, right? I clocked it immediately. I'm like, there's no fucking way I would have fell for this. Well,
okay,
not on my worst day.
Was he not using AI? Was it?
No, he was filming himself. That's videos. That's. Yeah.
I'm like,
there was no AI involved.
When I first saw it, I thought like maybe it was AI and used with other players. But the fact that he did that, I don't know if I want to compliment him. Like,
I mean, he pulled it off. Okay, so if you're unfamiliar, Dejan Love, is that his name?
I don't know exactly.
He was going by John to some people. He was going by Dejan to a lot of people too. And then he had a whole other name on some dating sites. But he was like on multiple dating sites, Dejan Love, claimed to be a 49er, is now in jail, got picked up by the FBI.
Right.
Fed case, scammed like 1.3 million, 1.2 or 1.3 out of 26 women.
What's funny is like he could have. It was the fact that he lied to them is the reason that they arrested. If he had told the story different, and just he wouldn't be in trouble. That's what's crazy.
If he had enough game to just finesse it naturally. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And we know people capable of getting a bag out of bitch and telling the truth.
Yeah, he was probably like,
it's all in the delivery.
Yeah, he was probably like, I'm getting an advance from the NFL. Like, he brought that into it. He could have just left it out.
He, like, listen, he was saying that he was born in Switzerland.
I did
say that. His family is one of the richest families in Switzerland. Right there, I'd have been like, fuck you. You're full of shit. Get off my phone. Yeah. They are they're the majority shareholders in 3 Gucci stores.
Oh, I did see Miami, that part. I was like, that doesn't even sound like a
Dallas
thing.
And I think the other one might have been out here or something. Majority shareholders. They also own one on Saks Fifth Avenue, called it Saks Fifth Avenue in New York. Are you okay?
Not on Fifth Avenue?
No, on Saks Fifth Avenue. The flags. You bitches are missing all the flags. He's fucking shit up in the stories that don't make sense. Saks Fifth Avenue is not a street, first of all. The bitches are not catching the flags. Yeah. And what he basically did, I watched one woman tell her story. I think she was the most recent, like the final victim.
Mm-hmm.
But what he was doing was, you know, showing all this shit. He did have one friend, and I wonder if the friend is arrested also. If this was, because somebody else got arrested with him, and I don't know if it was the person that filmed this, but some dude filmed him signing fake 49er paper contracts. Mm-hmm. And was like, my boy, that's my boy signing it. Yeah. And whoever recorded that, lock him up too. Because he had these videos. He kept sending the same videos to multiple bitches. What he was doing, I want to say like Idaho, Utah, like these other states. Some were here. And there were a lot of attempts here, but a lot of the bitches here wasn't falling for it. He was explaining that he was starting these relationships, and then he was trying to convince one, get a loan. Because people were like, how the fuck, if he's so rich, richest family in Switzerland, why the fuck did you need to give him anything? But I get it. Maybe he was like testing their loyalty or whatever. What he did was, with a few of them, get this loan, apply for this loan so that you can go with me and travel with me for a few months. But I want all of your bills to be paid in the meantime. And if you do this, I'm going to understand that you're taking me seriously and I'll cover it. And then some.
It's like a reverse love bomb. It's crazy.
You're going to love bomb. If you love me enough, you're going to telling the bitch to love bomb him. Get a loan, love bomb me, and then I will repay it plus some.
I feel like you got to have a better filter. Like how many?
He's just so dumb. Was he playing the numbers? He was not built like a fucking football player. Mm-hmm. Like one of them confronted him and was like, you know, my uncle is a coach in the NFL and he said your name ain't on shit, basically. And he was like so offended and was like, well, if your uncle knew what the fuck he was talking about, he would know that, like, blah, blah, blah. And then he faked an injury and then hit up a few girls.
How long had this been going on for?
Years.
Okay.
A few years. Because there was a page outing him maybe 3 years ago. And it was like he has children. No one knew he had children. His baby mamas and some other victims from years ago created an Instagram page that's still up. But it went inactive for a long time. But they were like trying to air him out back then. And it just didn't really get a lot of coverage.
Yeah, there's a lot of scammers out there. But this is crazy.
Listen, girls, tighten up. Tighten the fuck up. You don't give a man shit. You don't get a loan to give a man shit. You just don't.
Especially someone who's saying they have a lot of money.
Rich. The richest.
The richest of rich.
The richest of rich. No,
lives you on don't. Saks Fifth Avenue.
Also, if you got to watch the videos, because people with money do not talk anything like this asshole was fucking talking in these videos. He's like, oh my God, just so grossly describing everything and money and how rich he is, calling himself rich, and like, oh my God, just listen to the videos. It's angering, but it makes me angry at the bitches because it's like, how the fuck did you fall for this shit? If you fell for this, you damn near deserve it. You deserve the lesson.
It's not even a good job scamming. Like, if it was a good job, you would feel a little more empathy.
He got 1.2, 1.3 million.
Out of how many?
26. What's the math?
I don't know, but he's playing the numbers. He probably hit up 1,000 women.
Oh, I found out another thing. He was smart for this. He would get a loan, right? And then he would pay them back.
Well, that's always part of the scam. And he would do that
to build credit. Yeah. He would do that like maybe two times with the bitch before he finally burned her. Yep. Like that last one.
That's always part
I'm running off with that.
That's part of like.
So that was a little smart. But
all those scammers do it that way. All those love scams. Like that's a big thing. It's just using his 49er players. Really funny.
Yeah. I mean, like, have we not learned from the old women that are getting fucking
That's what I'm saying.
Catfished by Chris Brown and fucking, you and know, like, have we not learned anything?
Nothing. Like, I would think because of their older women, you would be like, you catch it. Grandma got.
Yeah.
Took,
grandma wasn't that sharp.
You're 24.
But you're fucking young girls. Yeah. Like, oh my God.
I mean, you know what the show Catfish is. Like, there were signs. Like the fact that
there were fucking signs. So
I was sure there was AI, like other people in there, just because you could do that, right?
Yeah, no. It was him. It was just him in his phone. I do think that the FBI got involved and built a case and all that shit because he was preying on white women and he was preying on Asian women and Latinas. Those were his types. You just watch the fucking videos. It's crazy. It had to be like really young girls or just like isolated.
Like, well, that's what I was thinking. Like, it sounds like the states are like very like rural areas.
Gotta be, right? Like, or like
there's no way you're gonna
suburban,
show up.
Suburban, not hip to nothing.
Not gonna show up at the game.
Well, he was saying like he had a hand injury And then he was saying, like, he was working some insurance shit out for the hand injury. That's why he didn't have no games. But some he was telling that he was in games. Like, do you guys not, like, Google the players? Wouldn't you be excited to, like, Google the player that you're talking to and learn about him or something? I just don't know how he pulled this off for so long.
Yep.
Game goofy.
Stupid people.
Game goofy. Didn't know, like, you're just a little too trusting.
Yep.
A little too trusting.
But I mean, people are hoping that these things are true also, like, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I think the old ladies do that too. Yeah. Like, part of them have doubts, but they want this to be true so much that they just go with the flow. Yeah. But you can't go with the flow when you're sending him money.
Yeah.
You can't. You can't send money. You can keep the fairy tale going and chat, but don't send no money.
And you'll never talk to him again.
Mm-mm. No, it's gross. Something else that's gross. There are people, you know, meat in this country and everything is like, on recall right now. Meat is scary right now. They're importing meat from Argentina and all these other mystery places. We don't know what it is. There's recalls on that. Lots of scary shit. Someone, went to, I think it's a barbecue spot or something, got a plate. It was supposed to be oxtails. Some oxtails were in it, but the woman that got the plate was a chef and was able to identify a bone pattern of some stuff that was in her plate.
Right.
It was oxtail and kangaroo tail. It was real kangaroo tail. She called them up going off. She was like, this is fucking kangaroo tail. They didn't even deny it. They were like, you can just come back and get your money back. She got there. She was going crazy. She was like, this is fucking kangaroo tail.
Is it illegal, look at the difference. By the way?
Don't you have to disclose some shit like that?
I mean, I wonder if they bought it from someone.
I don't fucking know, but they were way too casual about that shit. They were like, just get your refund. Like, girl, here, take it. I don't know. But, you know, they showed them side by side the bone pattern. It's like a star almost of a kangaroo tail.
I mean, I may have eaten kangaroo because I wouldn't even know.
You know, some of the meat in some restaurants, the texture and whatnot, I've had some that's like, what the fuck is this? Is this rat? What is this?
I don't know. There's a...
I'm just not with the mystery meats. There's a lot of
canned lobster tails going around that people don't...
In fancy restaurants. I've heard about that scam, too.
Deep fried.
Yeah, and they're charging you the high for the... I mean, well, it's real lobster, though, right? It's canned, okay, so it's not fresh, but it's real lobster. I'm not a lobster fan anyway, but can you get mad? It's not imitation lobster.
Maybe not.
At least it's...
How would you know?
I don't fucking know. Lobsters are bugs. I don't know.
Yep.
Sea insects. But yeah, don't get no kangaroo tail. Please check the bone pattern.
Bone pattern. It's crazy. If you can't
you have to. You have to. Check the bone pattern. Make sure it's just... oxtail should only have a bone, a round bone in the center of the cut piece. If it's shaped like a fucking like this, like a star.
That's not it.
That's a kangaroo tail.
Yeah. Okay.
But listen, they're passing it off so as oxtails. So please check the bone pattern when you're shopping for these meats or you're in a restaurant and it looks off. It looks like that. Don't have it.
Just take a Google snapshot.
Yeah, and ask it. Upload it, compare it, search it. I don't know.
Sounds like a good app idea. What am I really eating?
This Lindsay Clancy shit.
Yeah, you've done a 180. Listen to me. You've done a 180.
When did I talk about this? Was it 365 or was it Patreon? Do you remember?
I'm not sure.
But I think it might have been the Patreon episode.
I think so too.
I changed my mind.
Yep.
Listen, I did more research like I said I would.
Yep.
Did a deeper dive. At surface level, I stand on what I said. This is a white woman. She is like getting all this sympathy, and I think it's weird that people are cheering for her. I still think that. But, you know, she did it. She admitted she did it. It is what it is. She has to go to jail, right?
Right.
And at first, I was like, they're not even questioning her guilt because she admitted it. They're questioning whether or not she did it with intention, like first degree murder type shit, or if it was a psychotic episode and, you know, she didn't plan it. Okay, that was what was in question. I did a deeper dive. That is not the case. Okay, I don't even know where to start on this. A lot of people still have not done the deeper dive.
I have not.
They're calling supporters insane. They're calling them a cult. Listen, that's how I felt until I did the deeper dive. Yep. The evidence all points to the husband. Okay. So science and DNA. Mm-hmm. And you cannot argue science and DNA. Those are not opinions. Those are facts. So the fact that the exercise bands or whatever that were found on the children, they all had his DNA on them, not hers. That's a huge flag. Okay. Her body temperature when she was laying outside the window after she supposedly cut her wrists and neck and jumped out the window in an attempt to kill herself. Her body temperature was like 82 degrees, and all these medical professionals are like, there's no way that that could have happened in the span of even 1 hour, like 40 minutes or whatever the husband is claiming it was. Her body temperature wouldn't have dropped that quickly. So she was out there longer than that. So that's a flag too, right? When he's claiming under oath that when he got there and he approached her laying there outside the window, that she told him the kids are dead, like I killed the kids or whatever, that she said that to him. Okay. That was her admission of guilt that everybody.
But she would have been dead for longer than that.
But her thyroid and her throat was crushed.
Got it.
So all these medical professionals are like, no, she could not speak. There was no way she could have spoke.
Okay.
Physically, scientifically, no way she could have said those words. Okay. So that's a flag. The youngest baby was revived at one point. He didn't survive, or he or she, I think it was a he. They didn't survive, but they were resuscitated at one point. And medical professionals are testifying that if it was beyond an hour, the way that he claims, the baby, that's beyond the amount of time that a baby can be resuscitated. It would have had to be like under 40 minutes, yeah, under 30 minutes.
I think it's under like 25 minutes before they
Like it couldn't be beyond an hour or whatever, like he's claiming.
Because the oxygen was restricted for too long.
Period. So science, okay?
Okay.
That's another flag.
Right.
Everything, all of the evidence that they have is flags. So now it makes sense why the jury is like not able to, they're deadlocked. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Cannot come to a decision. The judge is pissed. Keeps sending them in. Today sent them back. Yesterday sent them back. Whatever. He's like, please try to figure it out. Try again. They will not come up with a verdict. So she might get off. Who knows?
Or they may, and they may try it. If it's deadlocked, they can try her again.
Yeah. Yeah. And they do think that that will happen.
Yep.
So there's so much more evidence. This is just some that I made notes of, but there's like, so
are you 100% sure?
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
They had a child lock. Have you ever seen those plastic, like it covers the whole, it encases the whole doorknob.
Yeah.
And it's like a child lock thing. So you have to like squeeze it funny in mm-hmm. order to open the door.
Right.
So he claims that the bedroom door was locked and that he had to unlock it with a key to go in. In the photos of the crime scene, that is on the doorknob. He could not have put a key in there, but testified under oath that he did.
Got it.
Another flag. Mm-hmm. That's on there. He testified that there was like blood everywhere sprayed like a faucet all over the room. Everybody's like, no, there were a few droplets. There was no, what is he talking about? All of the shit he's saying doesn't make sense. And her saying that she did it, she said she was told that she did it.
Got it.
So she cannot dispute it because she doesn't remember. So she's not really admitting guilt like I thought. Yeah. I thought she was like, hey, I did it. You know, I didn't mean to. So everything is fucking crazy. These are just what I remember. There's other situations where he was within weeks, like in a month, on a date in Costa Rica or something with a girlfriend.
Hear that. Yeah.
Sold the house to his best friend who was also in law enforcement on like dealt with the case or whatever.
Yeah.
That's who is now the owner of the house and will not allow anyone access to the house. Like there's all this weird shit. It's just piled and piled and piled. He looks fucking crazy.
It sounds sketchy.
He's lied under oath so many fucking times and they've proven it. It's just, I think it was him. And that's not me sympathizing with her or whatever.
Right.
That's me just like pointing out he's a piece of shit and he fucking did it.
Okay.
So. Mark my words.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm not going to put on a t-shirt and go outside of the court and cheer for her. I'm not doing that. But I do think he did it. He fucking did it. Yeah.
It sounds real sketch if all that is true. And it sounds like
a lot of it is. And other things. Like, he had all of the kids cremated, like, immediately and put them all in the same urn. And, like, all of this weird, no crying, no emotion, no nothing. What was it? I should have took more notes about it. There was just so many instances of things that made you think this is not a grieving parent. Just
unusual behavior.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, like you're not a grieving parent. Yeah.
Okay.
Very sad situation.
So we'll take back that from that last
episode. I take it back. Okay. I take it back. I changed my mind. And if you still are not convinced, please just go look up, like, search synopsis of this case, you know, and, and look at the ones that do the deep dive and, like, show all of the evidence. Because I didn't do that the first time. That's why I was like, this bitch is guilty. Speaking of guilty and crazy white men, death of a pastor's wife. On Netflix, I finished it today. Very disturbing. Very, very angering. He's a piece of shit. I don't want to say too much, but I will say, well, I'm going to say the worst part. So fast forward if you don't want to hear that. Having homeless people fuck her and nut on her.
Yeah.
Pastor John Paul. What the fuck are you doing? What are you fucking doing?
It's horrible. My funniest part, which is...
That to me was like, oh my God. That was a
horrible part. But the funniest part, well, not the funniest, but he gave her medicine that made her voice get deeper, and she was a singer.
Okay,
without telling her.
When you told me that, I thought he was hating, right, to fuck up her voice.
Mm-hmm.
You want to stop for a minute?
Nope.
So when you told me that, I thought... He did it like just to hate on her talent, on her voice, and be a fucking hater and be like, you're not, you know, doing better than me at church. You're not singing better. Yeah. That's enough attention for you. I thought that's what was going on. He actually was giving her testosterone injections so that she could try to keep up with his sex drive. He was forcing her to fuck him 4 and 5 times a day.
That's crazy.
Every day, even if she was in pain. Even if she was sick, even if she was on her cycle or anything, she had to power through and fuck him 4 and 5 times a day, no matter what.
Yeah.
What? And then if she hesitated or whatever, he made his sermons all about if you deny your husband sex, he's going to get 20 opportunities that day thrown in his face from somewhere else, somebody else that's going to give it to him. So you better give it to him. That's a flag.
Yeah.
Hello. Why didn't the parishioners or whatever they're called, why are they not like, hey, he talks about this an awful lot.
And what's crazy is like parishioners stuck with him. Like he moved to a smaller location, but there's still like
how he even got with her. Some stuck with him. Like there, everything is so twisted. She met him when she was 13 years old.
I know. That was.
And he was a married man.
I know.
In a position of power over her, imbalance of power, used it for evil. And ended up with her and then just continued to be scum up until today. Still every day. Never stopped.
Like, did he get in trouble? Like he didn't get trouble for
a grand jury indicted him on stalking, cyber stalking and another charge, but I don't know if he did any time for it. He has not been arrested or
that's what blew my mind
faced any charges involving her death.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Maybe that will change. This was as of like last year, November of last year, something like that. So maybe they're still working on it. I don't know. I hope so, because I hope he'll be held accountable for some serious shit, because I believe he drove her.
I mean, he
to did, do it.
Yeah, he should definitely get in some trouble.
It's only 3 episodes, and it's really worth watching. It's really good.
Yeah,
I've been deep in the Hunger Games, which is interesting. I never watched it before, but also depressing comparing it to present day United States of America. But I took a pause on that in order to watch these 3 episodes, and I'm glad I did because I like shit that makes me scream at the fucking TV and just be so mad and feel something. And yeah. He made me feel, for sure.
This is terrible.
For sure. It's fucked up.
Yep. I think we've had a list of terrible people today.
Just terrible men. It's not every man, but it's always a man. Always a fucking man. If you're not signed up on Patreon, go join. We're having a lot of fun in the chat and on the lives and everything else.
A lot of people in there.
A lot of people in there. A lot of bonus content. A lot of fun is being had. We just finished our summer swap. People have started receiving their gifts. I got mine yesterday, I believe. I was crying, actual tears. My lashes were crunchy because I was crying. Like, it dragged emotion out of me that I didn't even know was in there because I was so touched by what I received. Just craziness. Lots of love.
I haven't received mine yet.
Well, you will. A lot of people said they haven't shipped yet, but they will be. But yeah, it's great.
I shipped mine.
You did. You did.
Thank you.
I want to real quick wish Stephanie a happy birthday also. That's the only birthday I have this week. And yeah.
Let's get some reviews.
We'd love some reviews. We'd love some 5-star positive reviews. Those always make me happy.
Yep. We seem to be getting them.
Yeah.
So we'll just take more. I would love
some more.
More, more, more.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys. Let me know in the comments what you think about these topics. Were you a possible victim of
the 49er
player? Dejan Love?
Yeah.
What do you think about the Lindsay shit?
Yeah, I'm curious what people think.
What do you think
that.
About the pastor's wife? I want to know. Let's talk about it.
All right.
Bye. Thank you.